guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, just kind of a ugly day here in these grains. Just everything sliding down.
Yeah, just a softer tone, Randy. You know, we've got the end of the month today, first notice day for the May contracts as well. You look at some planting progress, you know, 27% of the corn's in the ground, 18% of the beans are planted. And then there's some rain falling again across the Corn Belt and the upper Midwest. You know, rain makes grain. But on the other hand, too, it is delaying some planting progress.
Yeah, and I think right now they're looking at the rain being more beneficial than causing too many delays.
Yeah, I think when you look at the calendar, we're certainly early enough. We had some areas that, you know, had some drought concerns. So, I think that rain is probably eliminating some of those. If it continues, you know, it could become an issue. But with the calendar and the time frame that we're in right now, it is beneficial. And again, I think that's maybe the sell-off in the wheat or the pressure in the wheat complex, too, with some rain in the forecast for southern Russia. You know, that's been an area that has been dealing with some dry conditions as well.
Yeah. What's confusing is the short as these funds have been, is this a risk-on type of trade, you know, pressing that downside some more?
You know, it could be when you take a look at the weather events that we're in right now, and in not only here in the U.S. but around the world. You know, it certainly could be coming into play. So we'll be, you know, monitoring those reports as we move forward. And again, those crop condition ratings only dropped 1% this week for the winter wheat. They were down 5 last week, so they did decline, but maybe not as much as what some traders thought. And then the Polish truckers ended their border blockade against the Ukraine on grain imports. So a little news in the background there. But again, nothing real positive out there today, and we're seeing some pressure across the grain complex.
Yeah. Be interesting to see what happens tomorrow with the May contracts, or we start the new month of May. So.
Yes, it certainly is. You know, it'll get thinner and thinner, and we've got a couple of weeks of those shorts that have an opportunity to get out. But we're in delivery, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Livestock side, well, that was a bloodbath.
Yeah. Oofta, kind of some pressure in the live cattle and the feeder cattle. I think the live cattle gapped lower on the open and never looked back. You know, we traded sharply lower for the session. I think most of that selling pressure coming from USDA announcing that they're going to start testing ground beef from states where dairy cattle have tested positive for avian flu. And that just, you know, threw up some red flags and selling interest picked up and away we went. And that spilled over to the feeders as well. We just, you know, we recovered some during the day, but then, again, some selling interest would come into play. So, again, new news in the market, and that pressured the live cattle and the feeders. Lean hogs, both sides have unchanged. Again, I think the weakness in the cattle spilling over. The cutouts were down 52 cents this morning. And, you know, we had that key reversal a couple of weeks ago, and that continues to hang over that lean hog market as well.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
I think weather as we go forward, again, you know, the southwestern part of the country has been dry. Certainly the crop condition ratings there have deteriorated, and I think their forecast is for temperatures in the 90s here over the next couple of days. So southern Russia weather as well, and we'll continue to monitor the planting progress and crop condition ratings.
Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Brian Strumman.